this morning I actually made my ex listen to the song that I wrote about, like, I caught him sleeping with somebody else. And really? I made him listen to it.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to Oh Honey Podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda and Gabby.
Wow, that was a really cute intro. The sticky and the sweet.
You literally zoned out into it. I saw your face and you were just like,
because I didn't know it was coming. Yeah. You guys have this down by now.
We're pretty good. We're pretty good at it now. We'll get better.
You should have been here the first time we did it.
Oh my gosh,
it was not cute. Yeah. We tried to do it in sync.
Who was the guest?
Keegan Allen.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, I love Keegan.
Yeah, he's great.
He's so great.
Yeah, he was our first episode, so he was just staring at us like.
Oh, and you should remember when we're trying to get.
What is going on? We're like, we're supposed to dive into the honey pot now.
We're like trying to get comfortable on these like seats, and we're like dying, and he doesn't know what to do on them either. We're all just like, okay.
I feel like they're very easy to get a little too comfortable in. Like
they are.
I was taking a nap. This is where I was just taking a nap. On this one.
They're really comfortable.
Yeah.
Are these here when you're not podcasting?
Now they are.
I'm getting major flashbacks of high school when my two best friends were closer than I was to them, and they would always match their clothes, and I'd be the odd one out. And
yeah. You feel left out. Ooh.
A little bit, but you know, story of my life, just sort of a third.
I mean, next time you have the color in
it. Yeah, we're but all pastels, so yeah. That's nice. You're a unicorn.
Right.
You're unique.
I am a unicorn.
You're your own.
Shout out Lord DIY for the merch.
It's actually super cute.
Yeah, I didn't really have any jammies because I sleep naked.
Yeah.
So I pulled these bad boys out.
Well, that's when the guys come. Remember D-Storm? He literally just bought pajamas before he came on the show.
Damn. I was about to just come like in a t-shirt, but I was like, nah, I can't do that.
Yeah, but you came in a unicorn onesie.
You really one-upped it.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a little bit toasty because it is like 82 degrees today, but I'm wearing a onesie.
It gets hotter though. It's like freezing in the mornings and then all of a sudden.
Oh yeah, this morning I got into my car, I was like all frosty.
Yeah. And now it's like. But that's the hardest thing about California too.
And global warming.
That's the thing. Yeah. It is the thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
Yeah, we can confirm that. I'm glad we agree. But so now on your YouTube, you're mainly doing organization videos, music videos.
Dude, it's crazy. Yes. Yeah. People just like to watch me pull my shit together.
Yeah.
Do we swear on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
People are just like really excited to see me not be a bumbling mess. And they're like, good for you for cleaning your walls.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's like seeing you like level up in life. They're like, wow.
It's not even leveling up because like I still drive a Corolla. I still live in my same shitty 2-bedroom apartment. But like pulling it together.
Hey, I was in a studio before this.
Okay,
so.
Here's the thing. You lived in like a really nice studio. And it probably cost 3 times what my shitty 2-bedroom apartment
maybe
cost.
The location was, it's ridiculous. I don't recommend it to anybody.
It was like, so expensive.
Yeah.
Insane. I know some people who live there, like they pay like $3,000 for like a little tiny baby.
Your apartment, you didn't live there, did you?
No.
Your apartment stressed me out because it was so hard to get in.
Yeah.
And like you had to get in, take an elevator.
Which was a good thing and a bad thing.
Like Postmates, not a good time.
Oh, Postmates, horrible. They hated it.
Any guests, not a good time.
Very bad time. Stressed me out because I was just like, even if I ordered like a Soothe or something or like a massage or whatever, it's like, oh, it's great. It comes right to you.
Is this a sponsor?
Yeah. No, it's not.
If but Soothe doesn't sponsor you, that's messed up.
Yeah. They actually don't,
they
so
would.
Please do.
That'd be really great. Yeah. Like in between our sessions, we have like a
well,
massage.
Well, Summer gives massages, actually. She was.
Yeah, I was giving her one in the left. I don't want to start it because then she expects it.
Yeah,
so
you see
like,
I
she's like getting
I
a
lean
little closer
over.
To me and like putting her shoulder
that's
on me. I'm
that's
like,
what friends should do. Well, that's what I think boyfriends should do.
Massages?
Well, yeah.
Well, have you ever massaged me?
Right?
Yes.
Huh?
Have you ever massaged me?
We're talking about boyfriends though.
Well, you said friends.
She switched it because she caught herself. She's like, I never give her massages.
Yeah,
so.
I
don't
want to
assault that from her, so I'm going to say my friends.
I'll give you a massage. I'm actually really good at them.
I had a boyfriend recently who would give me massages all the time because it's like my weak spot. I will choose massages over anything else in the entire world every time.
I agree.
And he bought a massage table just to give me massages.
Really?
Yeah, but then so when we were like official, he stopped giving me massages.
That's what
don't
happens.
You hate that?
It okay, thank you. This isn't just a me thing, right? No. This is a real thing where guys put in so much effort.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they get you, it's sort of like, oh, I'll text you back in like a few hours.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not okay
and
with
then
that.
The massages leave, everything.
Yeah.
That's like, even like mine lives with me. So it's like, it's like when I want one, it's just like a... like it's no fun at that point.
And don't you hate when like, I don't know, like
an
when they
roll.
Like give you like, you don't even want one after it, like after the...
Because they give you a hard time.
Like they're like, it's like you're forcing them to do something crazy. It's like...
You're just like, no, yeah, just it's not like as enjoyable.
Or they
minutes.
Do that, well, you don't give me massages. Well, I'm not asking. Yeah, we're not talking about me. You.
Exactly.
And I want like, you don't deserve a massage. What are you doing?
They are hard work though. Massages are... strenuous.
Dude, my fingers start hurting.
But they feel so good.
Dude, I think I have carpal tunnel right now. For real? Not trying to be funny.
Are you giving that many massages?
No, just from my phone and from my computer. It physically hurts to pick up my phone now.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, these are my favorite parts of the massage, like when they do the hands
and the neck. But I massage myself. I have one of those, like, massagers. Like the hypervolt, whatever.
See, I like those feel good, but the vibration, like I just like deep tissue, like elbows get right in there.
A shiatsu massage.
Ooh, or what do you ever,
dude, go on Amazon.
Yeah.
Shiatsu, sponsor us.
Yeah.
Shiatsu massagers, they kind of like rub against your skin really hard, but it's worth it because it gets so deep in your muscles.
Ooh. I have this one massage chair. It's like amazing. You sit right in it.
I love them so much.
But
though.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. You know, Sharper Image.
Yeah.
You
guys, sponsor us.
I know, right? Yeah. Sometimes I just go in there and I just am like just sitting in the massage chairs like for hours. And
No, I call bullshit though because I put my legs in there and it doesn't touch my legs.
Really?
Yeah, like they just go.
Oh, see.
Yeah, some of them are kind of weak. I'm like.
This one has like one where it, with compression. So like it builds with air and just squeezes the, yeah, it's so good. No, but it's amazing. Like, I guess that's the solution. If you don't have a boyfriend, or if you have a boyfriend, even if you had a boyfriend and they're not massaging you all the time, just get a friend. Get like, oh, you know what we used to do in high school was the...
Yeah, but those are not fun. You mean the trains?
Yeah.
Because you're basically just massaging yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're giving a massage trains. As you're getting a massage.
And then you're putting in all this effort, and then the person behind you is like, not good. I'm like...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I don't want to take it out on the person in front of me because this person's not doing good.
You know what's
good.
Weird, though? I never did that really in high school because I had a really weird thing with affection in high school with friends.
Yeah.
And I would always watch girlfriends, like, play with each other's hair and give each other massages and just kind of touch each other.
And you're and just I like, was I don't so know about that.
Cold.
I was kind of like that, too, but without the massage part. Anybody could massage me. I don't care who you are. Sure. Like, massage my shoulder. Like, that'll be great. But, like, I never really did the overlay, like, oh, my God, or, like, freaking out. And
or, like, friends holding hands as they're walking down the street.
Yeah, I didn't do
me,
that.
Like, I've me and when I'm different now. It's, like, opposite. Because when I was a kid, I was, like, me and my friends holding hands. Like, so
Summer
now I'm, like,
the girl
weird
in school.
Right? And now you don't touch?
No, I'm, like, not. Like, when I'm at, you know, when you're out with friends, they get drunk, and then they want to be, like, I'm, like,
well, she realized now it's like they're just trying to hook up with Summer.
Now I'm like, okay, now it's not innocent.
It's gone too far.
I'm like, I feel like a lot of girls turn like hella bi in their late 20s and early 30s.
Yeah,
like all of my friends now are bi or gay.
Yeah,
dude, I literally feel like most of the people that I've hung out with before, like when we go out, they want to do stuff. I'm like, no, 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 no. And I'm like the most prude person ever. So I'm like, no, 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 no.
You're prude?
I've not hung out with people and like never talk to girls again because I felt like they like
she's like they want me. I can't
really. Oh, I just let him down gently.
No, it's just like, and it's only when they're drunk, so it's like I just don't go out with them. It's like
I love the way girls hit on me though, because it's so different. It's just such a better approach. Like they literally just like, I just wanted to tell you I think you're really really pretty.
Really?
Yeah,
so I've gotten the aggressive versions of that. Like,
really?
Like, come with me. Like, just like,
where are you
me.
Going?
Oh, this is in Ibiza.
In Ibiza?
Oh, okay.
So that's a little crazy. I guess it makes sense for there. But also, it's just like anytime I, like, when I was like going out and stuff, like that would be the case. But it's nightlife. So I guess that requires, it's not like daytime, a girl.
Europe is different too.
Yeah.
I feel like.
But even here in the US, like, in nightlife situations. You guys never had like an aggressive like...
To be honest, I can probably count on two hands in my 5 years in LA how many times I went to a club.
Yeah.
That is not my vibe.
See, mine, yeah, I hate the club.
Well, especially here, like, it's different for me in New York and Miami. Like, it's just, like, a different vibe.
Yeah.
But here, it's, like, people just standing at tables.
Are you a Vegas person?
No.
I don't understand Vegas.
Yeah.
Why do people love Vegas? It's such a bad time.
I think it's because it's, like, I guess if you go to Vegas and do the shows and do the, like, the dinners, that's what...
Food's so great. Yeah. If you literally just go out to dinners, there's just great food there.
Sure, yeah. But there's also great food in LA.
Yeah.
Like the people going to Vegas and they're like, I want to gamble and I want to go to the clubs. I don't get
it.
Oh,
I hate gamble. I get pissed off if I like lose $2. Yeah. And I always think
about
it. Your
trip would be ruined.
Oh my God. I would like, or 50 cents.
Watch
like,
you win.
No, but if I lost like quarter, like I could even lose 50 cents. I'm like, oh my God, where'd that 50 cents go? Okay. I'm like the cheapest person ever.
Yeah, I just don't get gambling though. I think it's stupid and a waste of time. Right. But the only fun part of Vegas is watching people pretend to have fun.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Well, what I don't like is the whole intention of Vegas is to get f***ed up.
And yeah, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that mentality. Hangover.
It's just like, there's a lot of sins going on right now everywhere around me.
There's so much bad stuff happening. Yeah. There's so many crazy stories about Vegas.
There's like little Christian girls now. Yeah, like, we
can't accept this. But no, it's just like the whole reason. It's like just to get really blacked out, like on the plane ride over, like so many people on the plane ride over to Vegas are just getting wasted already. And then you get there and everybody's just like smoking
just
cigarettes or like,
it's just so bad. And if you really think about how horrible it is and how many bad things are really going on, like people are gambling their houses away and then they have to tell their wife that we don't have a house, we don't have a car.
There's a lot
like,
of addictions.
A lot of homeless people there because they lose everything and they have to stay there. So
that's sad though. I mean, those are...
The weather's good.
Yeah, the weather, yeah.
I feel like it is.
The weather's good.
It gets a little cold, though.
I mean, if you're going to be homeless, I feel like Vegas, LA, like places like that.
Coastal.
Can you imagine in New York? That would be very bad.
Yeah, New York would be the worst. They have a lot of issues with that, with like... That's like a deeper topic, but it's like... The struggle
Leave it
is
to
real.
Me to just like take it to a level of deep that nobody asked for.
I know, it's a reality. It's like... Like, it happens all the time. Like, people come out to LA all the time and then they get caught up in whether it's drugs or whether it's like they just aren't able to make it in the occupation that they want
Maybe
or they just get rejection.
You get a studio apartment for $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. And they lose all their money.
Yeah.
But it's like a lot of mental illnesses and stuff too that is just like sad.
Yeah,
you know?
They can't get their medication because they have no money and then they
well, or
crazy.
Any help in general or jobs because of it. So
what are these notebooks?
So
are those
here,
the honey pot?
This is the honey pot.
Oh wait, are we there yet?
We're there. We just
we're there.
What I actually want to do is get like an actual honey pot.
But. Yeah, we're one day.
You have to get a honey pot, like Winnie the
she
Pooh.
She says that every episode, but
yeah. She's gonna start telling me to shut up and not say it, but until
we get
one. Oh my
God, just go on Amazon and get a honey pot. It.
I'm just wondering why you haven't brought a honey pot.
Okay, but,
she's like, Amanda's not doing it.
So wait, is this like, this is both your podcasts?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Where is it living?
It's living on YouTube for video, and audio's on, you can get it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG, or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, into the honey pot we go.
Fun.
All right, so this is where our fans send in their stories, their questions, their diary entries.
Cute.
And we give advice.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, unprofessional advice. French, like from friends.
Yeah.
It's like buddy, real talk.
Buddy advice.
Buddy to buddy. But if you guys want to send in your diary entries, you can at diary@ohhoneydiary.com. Okay. Hi. So first question. Here we go. My parents just gave me the news that my whole family has to move to a different state in a month from now. I have grown up in the same city my entire life, and this feels earth-shattering. Wow. I have to leave my school, home, family, boyfriend, everything I've ever known. I really don't want to go. I'm 17, and I'm thinking about trying to convince them to let me stay here, and they move without me. It could be pretty messed up because I would be choosing to live away from my family, but I would get a part-time job on the weekends and pay for my own rent. How can I cope with this move, and what if I hate my new life? Have you ever moved anywhere, and what was that change like? How did you cope with it?
That's such a hard age to move, because 17, that's probably what, her senior year of high school.
Yeah.
So that's literally starting at a brand new high school.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, that's a really rough year.
Yeah.
I guess the only advice would be to just embrace the change, and it's gonna suck, and like acknowledge that it sucks and allow yourself to feel that, and it's gonna hurt and it's gonna be sad. But then just make sure you're open to the possibility of meeting new friends.
Yeah.
Because there's some things you can't change. This is beyond your control. Just change how you react to it, I guess.
Have you ever moved a lot growing up?
I lived in my same house. My family's still in the same place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the first time I moved was when I moved out to college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Not any type of like moving high schools. Yeah.
For me, I was like, I was born in Pennsylvania, and then I moved to Iowa for a year, so this is like baby years, you don't even really remember.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Connecticut, and then my parents divorced, and I was there for like 10 years, and then I would be back and forth between Connecticut and Massachusetts, and then it changed to Connecticut and New York, and then it changed to me moving to South Florida and being back and forth between South Florida and North Carolina.
What was your ages between all that? Like, was it hard?
It was like, it started when I was like 11. I think so, and then that's when all like the bouncing around kind of happened. But for me, I loved it.
Florida, what age?
8th grade.
So it's all still pretty young. Like she's still like kind of older.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of grew up knowing moving. Yeah, she's growing up. She spent her 17 years.
But when I was in 8th grade, like I just made brand new friends. Like, and it's hard going to a new school when you're older because everybody already has their cliques. Like At that time, 8th grade was the last grade in that middle school. So then you go to high school after that. So yeah. I had to like go in and make all new friends with people that already had their friendship groups. Right. And I was always like the quiet one and just like kind of just like nice to everybody, but just quiet because I'm like, yeah, I can't contribute to a lot of conversations because I don't have that backstory with them or memories. But then when I went to high school, the zones changed, and I ended up going to a completely different high school than everybody I just met from my town.
Wow.
Because in my town, we have Johnson Beach, Martin County, South Fork, and yeah. So we had 3 different high schools, and which had like 3,000 kids in each one. So it's like always so many
new
kids.
Wow, that's so many.
Yeah, it's massive, like tons of kids in that area.
Yeah.
But so for me, it's like I had to make all new friends at my next high school. And then I went to a different high school in high school as well, because I went to this like Clark Advanced Learning Center. So
okay, smart.
Yeah. But I did it because I got college credits for taking high school classes and for free.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I get to go to college with my AA degree for free.
Yeah.
Like, save me so much money. That's amazing. But it was always hard in the beginning, I will tell her. It's always hard in the beginning when you first go to a new school because it's just like you don't want to end up like sitting alone. You don't want to be standing alone. And that was always my biggest fear is like, all right, I have to like somehow make friends real quick so I have somebody to sit with at lunch or like
I wonder what it's like in high school now, because I do feel like Gen Z is more accepting, and it's almost cool to be the not cool kid. And I do feel like there's more inclusion. Obviously, I'm not in high school, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like people are less likely to bully people in school.
I think there has been recently so much more awareness about it and directly towards that generation, too, of being like, hey, this is what happens when you do this. This is that serious. This is affecting your peers this way. It is cool to care now.
Yeah.
Like, but make also, it cool to care.
Social media makes everything suck.
Yeah.
Because
so that's where the bullying happens. So
it's all social media.
It's like nice and person and die online.
And it's so scary to see, like, when we were in high school, the popular kids, it was just like, oh, she's like the pretty cool popular cheerleader. But it was also subjective. So, like, this person can think you're gorgeous, but I can think you're so ugly, or oh, I don't even think she's cool, or whatever. But here it's literally like, oh my god, she has 15,000 followers, or oh my god, she only has 30 followers.
Yeah.
And people are looking so specifically at, like, oh my god, social she gets sense. Like literally one like a photo, why is she even posting?
I guess
shit like that.
Right. Now it's a whole different type of, it's not even about being the pretty or
you
the
cute. You gotta be liked.
Now it's being.
Literally.
It's just not subjective anymore. It's just you're literally quantifiable as a person. Like, you are 4,000 likes better than you.
Yeah,
and it's ugly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when I was in high school, they had, it was MySpace, I think.
MySpace. Mm-hmm. Why did you say, like, MySpace?
MySpace. Because I wasn't sure if, like, was that, because Facebook
there
was college
Zanga,
for me.
And there was MySpace, and there was Facebook.
So mine was, MySpace.
Yeah. I was a MySpace
But
girl.
We had, like, the top 8, the top 16.
Yeah,
and it was, like, always the biggest drama was who wasn't on your top 4, your
and
top
16.
And the order,
remember? Like, if you had two
most
friends.
Important.
Guys, I never got to witness the MySpace. My mom
really?
Never let me on it.
You were lucky.
I never even saw what it looked like. I have no idea what it is.
How old are you?
22.
I was the person who went in and coded it.
Oh, yeah,
so
I did
that
some.
You would, like, hide all your comments, and you could only have, like, a comment box so that you could type, but you couldn't see what anybody else
there
was
saying.
All,
it was almost like homework after school was, like,
was so
updating
fun,
it. Yeah.
Like, we were literally learning how to digitally code websites.
I don't really remember any, like, hate comments or bullying on MySpace.
That's because you had to add your friends.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just
random
people
coming. Yes, it
was random
people. So it's not like your best friend.
You could trace it right back. Yeah.
Yeah. You just wouldn't, like, I mean, unless you were somebody who accepted friend requests from a ton of people.
Yeah. Well, I think I did. I'm trying to remember MySpace days. Like, my name on MySpace was Sweet Kisses. At the top, because it was my sister's old email address, sweetkisses.xoxo1.
Why did we always copy our older sister?
Yeah.
I did that shit too, and now my little siblings do it to me.
And, like, my profile photo is me going like...
So. I need to find that. Will you please show me that photo?
Yeah,
can you insert it on the screen?
I'll try to find it somewhere.
Mine was Gabbasaurus Rex, and I was
that's
super
cooler.
Emo.
Yeah,
well, I was super a scene
emo.
Kid.
But that was like the best thing to be. Like,
dude,
I thought the scene kids were like the coolest kids.
I wasn't.
I went to oh my gosh, name some bands that you loved.
Hello, Goodbye, yep. Armoring a Cure. Oh, that was my boyfriend's band. Oh my god. My Chemical Romance, 30 Seconds to Mars.
I loved My Chemical Romance.
They're still one of my favorite bands, top 3 today.
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco is still my favorite
so
band.
Good. Yep.
So good.
Yeah. Like, at my high school is so crazy. I wonder if, like, being emo and that kind of stuff is in, because literally that's like half my high school was like emo.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was like
it
so
It wasn't
huge.
In mine. I was like a huge loser in high school, but I was cool on the internet. So today, to this day, huge loser in real life, pretty cool on the internet.
I love how they act like I went to high school. I went there for like a little bit of freshman year, but I'm like, oh, my high school day.
Well, all the seniors.
Did you drop out?
Mm-hmm.
We love a dropout. Love that.
It's the thing nowadays.
I know a lot of people who dropped out.
Yeah.
If you ain't using it.
I guess as long as you're getting it somewhere, you know.
Wait, what age can you drop out?
I mean, the school kind of wanted me to leave, so they didn't say anything.
What?
I was 16.
What do you mean?
I was 15 when I dropped out. I was like high school. Because girls hated me. Like, I was in the principal's office every single day. People were, like, everyone hated me. Like, that's why I think everyone hates me. Like, to this day, am talking about how everyone hates me, and I always think everyone hates me, because literally everyone hated me.
Why did they hate you?
I don't know. I was, like, homeschooled, and then I went to high school for the first time. Like, it's not like I was mean. Like, I'm not mean. Like, I don't really... have like a mean side to me, but like, so it's not like I was mean to anyone, like I was like a bitch to anyone. Mm-hmm. People just hated me.
Just a jealousy thing?
I don't know. I was just
Did
so
you get a lot
mean.
Of attention from the guys? Did you get a lot of attention from the guys?
Well, all the all my friends were guys. Like all the guys wanted to be my friend.
So that's why the girls hated you.
I was like, if you guys want to be my friend, I will be your friend. Like I want girlfriends. Like I love girls, but they won't want to be my friends, so I'd have to be friends with the guys. And then all these rumors about being a hoe.
But that was always the thing, though. Like even for me, I was like, great, best friends with the guys. Like
guys are so much easier. No drama, no weird stuff.
I don't agree with that. I think that there's a lot of women who have no drama and it's easy to hang out with too. Mm-hmm. But
I just find those.
I think when you're younger, it's more intimidating to other girls to see you so close.
That's
with
what
men.
It was. Yeah. That exactly what it was.
It's jealousy and intimidation.
Because even for me, it's like I was great friends with one of these guys in my high school and like never did anything, like strictly friends.
Yeah, that's me with all my guy friends. Like never. Like never had a little even crush on them. It was all friends. Like,
but
strictly.
It was the girl didn't believe it and was so insecure and got
his
like all
his girlfriend?
Yeah, or like his ex, but still going on girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, whatever, we're just friends. Like, why do I care?
Yeah.
And then it's just like turns into this whole big thing, like with all these girls hating me because I'm friends with somebody. And I'm like, all right, that's high school stuff, though.
Yeah,
you know?
I had some of that in college, too. Yeah. Where girls just get a little catty.
I think it happens. It's like, you know.
It's just life.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I have all girlfriends now, and there's no drama. We just love each other. We're just, like, always, like, sucking each other's dicks. Yeah.
Having some good girlfriends is always, like, key. I would love to have, like, a good group of girlfriends, but.
Come hang out with us.
I just stare at the ground. I just stare down at the ground.
You just have to figure out who to hang out with because there's, I think my a huge problem that I had for most of my life up until maybe 2 years ago was I was so desperate to be cool and to hang in with the cool crowds and to fit in and like for people to look at me a certain way. And I think it was probably just overcompensating because I didn't want people to know about like how poor I was and like dumb shit where I was just like, okay, so I need to hang out with the cool kids so people don't like notice these other things. And then that kind of carried on through college and my adult life. But that was me trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. So I was like, forcing myself into situations and groups where I just didn't belong. And then when I finally stopped giving a fuck about, like, do I look cool? Like, am I at the cool events with the cool people? That's when I started becoming a real adult and then had
enjoying life.
Real and actual friends who, like, we talk and we communicate about things that actually matter to me and not just, like, surface level shit that I don't care about.
My part, I wasn't scared of, like, fitting in or being cool. Mine was more about me sitting alone, like at these new schools. Like I just didn't want to have to sit at a table and just everybody be staring at me as I'm eating alone. Like I didn't have that confidence yet. So it was just like,
did you ever sit in a bathroom?
I would never sit like literally that was my group. I literally
I
had
know.
A friend that I would like text one of my guy friends. I would make him meet me at my locker and then walk. I wouldn't even want to walk through the hall by myself.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was like with that in high school. I loved. I go to movie theaters by myself.
Yeah. Now
I'll go
I'm cool.
Sit and have
now
dinner
I'm
by
great.
Myself.
I'm not there. I hope with age, like
it's
I hope
so good.
When I get older, I'm okay with that because, dude, I can't. I make Bennett go to the bathroom with me. Walk me to the bathroom. If I'm with a group of girls, like when I'm like, do you want to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, you'll get it. It's just an independence thing. Like,
Do
you do movies by yourself?
Yeah, I don't really go to theaters that often, but I'm down to go. I used to do that in college all the time.
Like, I was not there in college.
Yeah. In college, I was. I was like, I have a little bit more, like, because I would work all the time, but I didn't have cable at my apartment because I didn't want to pay for cable. But now thinking back, I probably could have paid for cable with the amount
with the
of money
movie
with the movie money. But it was like an experience. Like you go out and
it's a very like isolated logic. Amount of time. It's just so nice because like there's no pressure to be anybody or anything. Like you're not on your phone. You're just in this room in the dark, sharing this experience with a bunch of strangers and enjoying a movie.
I would bring my own snacks.
Oh, atta girl. Liza and I one time snuck full ass Chipotle meals into the Grove. I don't know how we did it.
My mom always do the Jimmy John's like sandwiches and we split it. And then we split popcorn. I don't know why the popcorn is so good with the Jimmy John's. It's like better than eating it with chips.
Really?
You mean like on the sandwich?
No, just like, you know, like if you were eating chips with a sandwich, you just like have a bite and then a bite. We do it with
Do you guys ever
popcorn.
Put chips on your sandwich?
I used to. Yeah.
In Pittsburgh, we put fries on our sandwiches and on our salads.
Oh, yeah. I always forget the Pittsburgh thing.
Mm-hmm. Holla.
Yeah. We're both from there.
You guys are both from there?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just born there, but she...
Yeah. I was there for most of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was raised.
Well, can I still say most of my life? That's weird. I'm getting to the age now where I could say something that's like, oh, that was like 20 years ago, and I'll remember it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Yeah. I hate that.
It's crazy how fast time goes by, though. It's like, yesterday I was turning 18. Like, now...
Time is just a construct.
Yeah.
It's so weird because, like, before I was 21, like, it was like... felt like it was forever. Like, I was always like not being able to go to parties, not being able to hang out, not being able to go to the club. I always felt left out. And now that I'm 22, I'm gonna be 23, and then I'm gonna be.
She never goes out. Like, ever.
No.
It's not a good time.
Yeah. I hate the club. Yeah. Bottle service killed Los Angeles.
Yeah. This is true.
What a funny. That's like the modern age.
That's a t-shirt,
video killed
isn't
the radio
star. Yeah, my friend. I don't know if you guys know Soph Hodas, but she makes really cool stuff and she like paints like cool sayings. So that's on like a lot of jean jackets and stuff.
Yeah, I was like, I've seen it. I've read this.
Bottle service killed LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, Los Angeles, because it's so true. Like, my mom tells me so crazy stories about when she, back in the day when she would go to the club. Mm-hmm. It was fun. They had just a VIP room, so if you're somebody or whatever, you can go into that room. But the other thing's just the dance floor. And you actually just dance and have a good time. Now it's like you have to stand on a gross, disgusting couch, and then you're in heels trying to stand on the couch, and then other people are trying
to
knock
you
off the couch.
Why are you standing on a couch?
Yes. That's the bottle. That's the club.
To peacock, to be like, this is my table.
No, I don't even. I'm just saying that's bottle. What people want to do. There's nowhere else to stay. Where is there else to stay? And
the floor.
What? No, it's like, that's the difference though between LA and Miami. I think it's like. But there's exceptions in LA. There's like some really cool spots, and like the Latin clubs in LA are the most fun. But I think that's like because their culture, they just dance, and so many different people go. And
the gay
like,
clubs here are great too.
Yeah. See, like I haven't
been to them.
I've been to what was it? Pulse? Is it? Wait, what was the one?
The Abbey's the big fame, the very famous one here.
I've been to the Abbey. That's the open bar one, right? It's like open outside, inside. I've been there. That was fun. One. But I went when it was like very few people there. It was like I didn't get the full Abbey experience.
Yeah, I feel like same actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of empty. It was a random day.
Yeah.
I went with Snow the Product actually. Do you know her?
Uh-uh.
She's a rapper.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, Spotify.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Sponsored.
So our answer... Yes.
Oh, right.
We need to get back to the honeypot. People are writing and we're not answering. All right. So how does she cope with this move?
Wow. This where we started?
Yeah. Oh, we cope with this move because we know that everything in life happens for a reason.
Yes.
And meeting new people is awesome, even though it's sometimes stressful.
Maybe she'll move there and have her life will change for the better, and she'll meet someone and she's like, oh my God, I'm so happy I moved here.
Yeah, you never know. It's like where somewhere else is. I think it's always good to explore. So. Yes. And the next one is, what if she hates her new life? Well, you only have a year before you can be on your own and move wherever you want.
She's really only losing a year of her old life.
Yeah.
Because she would have had to go to college and start over if she was choosing that. But like at 18, generally, you're moving somewhere or doing something different.
I understand the frustration with graduation being right around the corner, though.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That massively sucks.
Because that's where you want your pictures with your friends. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's your last year.
Yeah, we're not
them.
Denying it sucks, but we're just like,
yeah, we're making it worse. We should move on.
Yeah. We're like, hey, girl, that's really rough. No.
But that is good. She needs to. She acknowledges that it's horrible, like it is.
Yeah.
And just accept that it's horrible. In my life, the most amazing things that have ever come into my life have come from the worst moments of my life.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think that's true for most people.
It's like a storm after the rainbow. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
There's a rainbow after the storm.
Yeah. Storm after the rainbow.
No, that's
get
not
excited.
Get excited, guys. There's a big storm after this.
All right. Well, let's go into question number two.
Okay. I've been dating my boyfriend for 6 months, and I was so excited because I've never had a serious boyfriend before. Honestly, when we first met in a bar in Texas, it was like fireworks. We just looked at each other, and we both knew that this was it. We've been inseparable since, and even though I'm 22 years old, I am pretty sure that we could get married and be happy forever. However, he is in the military, and we just found out that he has to move to a base all across the country. Aww. I'm considering moving up, rooting my life, and moving with him. I don't want to lose the first love of my life, the first love I've ever had. She spells so many stuff wrong. I'm like, oh, shit. I finally have someone who wants to be with me. But also, to make things even more difficult, I just got a dream job offer where I live now. I graduated college not too long ago, and I got recruited by this huge corporation for their advanced engineering program, and I'll be able to climb their ladder really quickly and become a boss babe in no time. But now, I really don't know what to do. I'm torn between supporting and being with my boyfriend and my dream job. I will never be able to see him if I don't move. What do you think I should do?
This is a no-brainer for me.
Me too.
Career?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Career.
Career.
Boys will come and go. Like, yeah. Everybody thinks that the boy they're with is like, yeah. How many boyfriends have you had where you're just like, I'm going to be with this guy forever?
Yeah, everyone, every relationship.
Everyone you're with. You're like, I'm going to be with this
one.
Person.
Until
yeah.
they show something that makes them not the one. Yeah.
And especially at 6 months, like, yeah. this isn't like she's
been dating
him. Yeah,
it's only been 6 months. It's not like they met when she was like...
They're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, you only really know somebody after 2 years. This yeah. 2 years is my mark. If you're still together after 2 years, then okay. Like,
yeah.
you guys know each other and you love each other. It's great.
Yeah, you're hiding yeah. a lot otherwise.
But it's just so hard, though, too. For, you know, when you're in that, you love someone so much and then having to get separated, it's just like, and then it's like the one that got away and then forever she's going to look back and be like,
yeah, but that's not true because she's going to meet somebody else and then she's going to be like, oh, it's a good thing I didn't move with this guy because she's going to meet the person she's supposed to
be with. I know,
but
just knowing my mom and her relationship, she always, like, thinks back to, like, guys that she, like, weren't with because, like, the other... Like, my dad, like, everyone. She's like, well, if I would have just stayed with him, like, Mike.
Yeah.
She always, like, damn. Reminisces about that.
You're too young yeah. to get this reference, but Lauren Conrad, she'll always be the girl who didn't go to Paris.
That's true.
And guess what? She broke up with Jason, like,
that's true.
2 months later.
What yep. is this? Is from a movie?
This is the from, Hills. Yeah, The Hills.
Oh, The Hills, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah always pick career, never yeah. over, do not. Shut down your dreams because yeah. you're gonna go follow a boy to the military.
I feel like you're gonna find,
and then he just threw over something, and then like, oh,
I feel like though when you're, especially even when you're just chasing a guy around, like it's not attractive. Like I feel like a guy would be even more attractive, and at some point timing in your life, you'll come back together, and it'll have more longevity because you chose to do something you're passionate about. And yeah. That was your
and
work.
Also, relationships are already, after the 6 month part, the honeymoon phase starts to fade. And then that's when things start getting really difficult and you start learning more about each other. But that added stress of her uprooting her entire life, the added stress of him being in the military, the added stress of they're going to be living together. Like you're moving your relationship way too quickly. You can't go straight to all of this at once. It's going to self-destruct anyways.
Yep. So choose the career. Basically,
but she's gonna choose a love. So whatever you do, you boo. It's your life. Whatever you make, it's what's meant to be will be. That's a thing to live by.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yeah, but, and then for the ones that do choose love, though, I don't think that's a bad thing either. I think that's fine. Some people are like hopeless romantics, and that's what they need.
Yeah,
they need to just
either way. Everything you learn from, because if she does make the choice to go there, I want it to work out for her.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
But if it didn't, she would learn so much about herself and what she wants and needs and independence, and if she cares about her career and whatever, she'll figure it out. And either way, whatever happens,
everything will work out for her.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, different people want different things, but she obviously wants her career, and she has,
yeah, like, she made
dream.
It very obvious. Yeah.
No, in this, it means, like, dream career.
Yeah. And go for that. You can't.
Because she's going to have regret either way.
Yeah, you can't
honestly.
Beat
that.
Yeah.
Also, being 22 and just getting your first serious boyfriend, like, I think by 22, I had two serious boyfriends at that point. So it's hard to, if you're single until 22, it's hard to walk away from, but... There's so many more, man, especially with Tinder.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Dude, I miss being able to
use
dating apps.
We've talked about dating apps.
Yeah. It's a thing. That's how people date now.
Yeah, but like, I can't use them because it's like, first of all, people think either I'm a catfish or like, people just know who you are right away. That's the shittiest part about social media.
Yeah.
There's just people like...
There is, and I don't... There's so many different ones for different things. So it's like, and different reasons there's for using them.
My grandma's on Plenty of Fish. It's a Christian dating app.
Oh, really?
That's so cute.
That's awesome.
And see, also, at 22 years old, too, you don't know what you want. Like, you might think that, but wait till you're 25 and you're going to look back at 22 and be like, I can't believe that's who I was at 22. And then when you're 28, you're going to be like, I can't believe that's who I was at 25.
Isn't that so funny how that really does happen?
Yeah. It really does.
I even look back, you know, when you're 15, 16, 17, you think that that's life. You think this is who you are. Like, I'm doing amazing. My makeup looks great.
And then you're like, oh, God.
You look back, I'm like, oh, my gosh, why didn't someone tell me?
But also at the time, that was the trend.
Yeah.
So it looked good at the time. And now it does not.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Things change.
Yeah, so much. And it's like, but it's crazy how they can change that much to where you look back and you're like disgusted with like what it looked like.
I do that with exes.
Yeah.
I look back at exes and I go, huh?
Yeah.
Why'd I do that?
Yeah.
Like ones that you, have you ever like been like obsessed with a boy like when you're younger? I'm like, oh my God, I love him. I want to marry him. And now you look back and go,
it's like your, who was your crush as like a child? Like when watching, you know, when like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys was like a thing, were you into them?
What age are we talking?
What age were we around that? Like, let's say the early 2000s.
I was like, I feel like the Hanson brothers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Guys, I grew up on a ranch and I was very, very
young. No, it's because you're 22.
Was that Mbop?
Mbop.
Yeah.
You may think that we're just humming, but we're not. Those are the lyrics.
That's the lyrics?
Yeah.
Super intricate. It's just every year I learn so much more, and then every year I will never want to go back to the year before.
Yeah.
Whoa, bars. That both rhymed. That was really good.
You're a rapper, dude.
When's the album coming out?
So you're working on music, which is amazing.
Thank you.
And the genre is?
I list it as pop, but it's really like punk, alternative, pop. There's so many genres of music in my album because I love so many genres of music.
That's awesome.
I feel like each feeling has a different style to it. So
that's great.
I try to make music videos for as many songs as I can because it's a good time.
Yeah, see, I just wanted to say like I would think making music videos would be so fun.
It's,
I love
it's a really
watching
good time.
Music videos.
It's also really stressful when you're as I feel like you'd understand this, like the perfectionism of it.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to, like, usually artists, they kind of just give it off to somebody, and then the producers and creative directors put everything together, and you just show up and lip sync.
Yeah.
But with me, it's like I'm planning everything. I'm like, I'll find my own costumes because I know exactly what I want them to look like, and I'm working out the creative to the T of like, okay, I need these layers to happen in each level of the scenes and blah, blah, blah. And it's a lot, but it's worth it.
Do you think every YouTuber is a perfectionist?
You know what? I don't know how much of it is. I know I am, and I know you are.
Yeah.
But I think more of it is being sort of a control freak and not understanding how the industry works.
Right.
Because I think it's more so we're so used to the instant gratification, and it's on our terms.
See, that's really what it is.
But yeah. I love, that's why I love being on set for like a movie that, you know, I'm just like acting in.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get to show up, read a script, and then I'm like, all right, like, amazing.
That.
Like, I was able to, like, study my lines and do all that stuff. But then it's like, I always, like, I accept that somebody else's project, and I'm like, great.
Right.
But
then when you put it in your head that's yours, and it's like, okay, I gotta control everything.
Yeah. Then when it's mine, I become, like, director Cerny, just, like, going all in. But it's fun also. Like, I love it.
Well, you also love acting.
Yeah.
I hate acting. It's not for me. Unless you're a big Hollywood producer, hit me up, baby.
Yeah, then you love
it. But it's not for me. I'm just so bad on sets. I'm so impatient and irritable.
It's a lot of waiting. Yeah.
It's a lot of waiting, and I just don't like it.
Yeah.
My thing is how many retakes you have to do. Like, I was on set for this thing, and, like, we had to do the same thing, I'm not kidding, a million times. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God, I think we got it.
Depends on who your director is, though.
I want a director who, like, is kind of like, okay, we got it. I'm like,
yeah. But directors are also artists and perfectionists, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about dating.
Yeah. Why are we here? So are you in a relationship now? Do you talk about it? Do you hide it?
No, I was super emo on Instagram not long ago because I'm so public with my feelings and I need to stop, but I can't help it. Sometimes I just feel like I always have so much in me that I need to put it out into the universe. And then after I put it in the universe, I'm like,
So, like, what? I was emotional when You're I like, put oh, that wait, out.
I wish I didn't air all that laundry.
Like, I'll literally, like, post, like, a picture of me crying and be like, just writing songs because sad. I gotta stop.
I feel like it's refreshing, though, like, that you are so open and honest about your feelings, because a lot of people are so afraid to do that. But
that's true. I could find a happy medium, though.
Yeah. I guess it's not being, like, right away. Post it right away. Or just, like, maybe think about it for, like,
a month or two. Yeah, a little bit longer. That's why music is so great, too, though, because it's a piece of art where it's, like, you can tell your story. See, I used to do story time on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to tell the story on YouTube. I'm going to go on. I'm going to talk about my ex-boyfriend. And it was so poignant that it was like, oh, wow, she's, like, really going in on her ex. And it just could come off as, like, aggressive and, like, hurts their feelings a lot.
Right.
But then if you write a song about your emotions or write poetry or something about it, then it's, you can't be mad at somebody for writing a song. You know what I mean? And people look at it a little bit differently.
That's true. But Taylor actually, Swift writes
exactly
all about it. Yeah.
This morning, I actually made my ex listen to the song that I wrote about, like, I caught him sleeping with somebody else. And I made him listen to it. And he cried.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and then if you probably would have sat him down and talked to him about it, he'd be like, this is awkward. But you put it in a song and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to like be so hurt by it, though.
That shows it's powerful, though. That's good music.
You like showed him in person?
Yeah. We're really good friends now.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice because,
yeah.
I don't know, we just kind of figured that out that like we are really, really good as friends, mm-hmm. and we just didn't work out as a relationship, but we're still really good friends, and there's no reason to negate all of that, or that doesn't negate the fact that we were
friends.
Was
it like that right away, though?
Well, we were friends first.
Yeah.
And then our relationship was so short and fast, and we were both traveling so much in it that it almost felt like we didn't date, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it was pretty easy to slip back into the friendship part of it, and there were, of course, moments where I was like, are we in a relationship again? But kind of just came back to, we're not.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you found out early instead of, like, spending so much time. And that's so great. Like, I think any relationship that anybody's in, there's really no reason to hate each other after, unless they completely like screwed you over in the relationship. But otherwise, if it's like just a mutual thing of, hey, it's not working out, like I think it's so silly when people aren't able to be like cool after that or be around each other after that.
I'm actually not friends with any of my other exes.
Yeah, but is it why not?
I don't know, because I'm down to be friends, except for my college ex. He was insane. Mm-hmm. But like a couple exes ago, we were completely fine and like friends and on good terms. And then one day I just texted him, like not any relationship shit. We'd been friends and my number was blocked out of nowhere with no.
It's probably the new girlfriend came in there. No?
Not it? No.
Really?
But he did tell somebody that it was because he felt like he couldn't escape me. So I think it was more so the idea of, I don't think he was like over it as much as I was. So the idea of like what if he's in a really good place and kind of moving on, but then he gets a text from me.
Yeah.
So that's what I've gathered from him.
If there's
really
feelings there still like that, then that's
but I don't really know because we never talked about it.
Yeah. Well, I can't talk to him. I'm blocked.
But that kind of hurt too because it's just like, oh, I thought we were friends and we were going to build this friendship. Everything was cool. And then I was like, wait, do you hate me? Did I hurt you? Is there something that we should
apologize to
you?
Yeah.
It's worse than ghosting because it's somebody that you had like a really intimate relationship with and then you're friends and then they just disappear. Yeah.
I know. You're like, okay, wait, I thought we were friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like a death almost.
It was.
Yeah.
Say what you mean. Yeah. You're just a ghost now. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though. This is what I've learned with not just like men and dating, but also just friendships or working relationships, when there's things that you just don't understand, you're like, well, why would he block me? Or why would she act that way? Or when you don't understand something and it makes you angry or upset with them, the moment you realize that everybody's brain is just different, you just stop getting upset with people. Because like you might do something because to you that felt like the right thing to do.
Mm.
Like to him, the right thing to do was he had to block me because that's how he needed to heal. That's not how I heal, but that's how he heals.
Right.
So I was able to get over it because of that,
Yeah, and I'm sure if he would ever come back, you'd be like, hey, what's up?
Oh yeah, I'm totally cool for like anyone in my past in any capacity to approach me. I don't have any issue with anybody in my life.
See, that's the thing. That's maybe. But I do see where it could be complicated for people that are in new relationships and their exes are always texting them. And it's like, but then I guess just it's finding somebody that's secure enough to, it's a hard thing.
Yeah. It is hard.
Yeah. Because I'm like even like back and forth thinking about it because it's like, I feel like when you're in a relationship with somebody and it was like purely just like dating somebody and then you break up and then you find somebody new and you're still talking to that person all the time and like your ex all the time and hanging out with them all the time, it's a little bit questionable.
It's so situational too because there's like Jerry and Elaine. That's the ideal. Seinfeld. Yeah, like they dated and then they became friends and it was totally cool and nobody cared. Mm-hmm. But then there's other situations where it just doesn't work out.
It just goes back to
But like Ross, right? And Rachel? Mm-hmm. So
And all I mean, these they references? Ended up together again.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
See, they had one of those relationships where they'd like, be teetered. Okay, they'd be friends, and then all of a sudden the feelings come back, and then they start...
And then they'd like, hate lonely, each other and not want to be around each other. Yeah.
And then they have a baby together.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, I think Ross and Rachel are a good example, though, because like when they're in a relationship with somebody else, they're not... messing around. Ross isn't with Rachel when he's with somebody else.
Yeah. We're also talking about fictional characters.
This is what we base our lives off of is Friends and Seinfeld.
Yes.
Yes. And The Office.
And The Office.
Always
Office
reference that. Great.
Yeah. It's tough though. Friends with exes. Are you friends with exes?
Mine cheated on me a few times, like my ex, but he's friends with my family. Like, I just don't talk to him all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't hate him. Like, I'm just, like moving on, like, from that. Because it, like, caused me a lot of pain. So I was just like, all right, like, you, like, it tortured me so much throughout it that, like, I'm just, like, I'm good now.
Because you also weren't a very good friend in that moment. You know? Like, friends don't hurt friends.
Yeah, and see the results of when they hurt them and then do it again and see the results and do it. Like, so at that point, it's just, like... and lies and stuff too. That's what makes it a little bit like difficult. So it's like if I were to see him, I'd be like, hey, like, how are you? Good. I hope you're well. Like, I truly hope that he's well.
I feel like at this point, my type in guy is just honest. Yeah. Like, I just want a guy who doesn't lie to me about dumb shit.
See, that's my life. Like, even the littlest thing, I don't even want you to lie about if there's no more milk in the fridge and there is, I don't want you to lie about that.
Yeah, or like literally as dumb as like, that's what I wrote honestly about. I was dating a pathological liar who would lie about the dumbest stuff that didn't matter. And then it ended up causing all this weird tension and jealousy in our relationship because it'd be like he would lie about this girl that he was friends with. And like, I don't care that you're friends with her. That I'm so secure in terms of like, if I have a boyfriend, he can have female friends.
Yeah.
But like, he would lie about when he was talking to and hanging out with her. And I don't think there was anything romantic between them.
Yeah.
But he was lying about it.
But that makes it sketchy. Like, the lies make it questionable.
And then he would lie about it. Yeah, because then you all of a sudden start getting sus, and then you don't want them to hang out because like, what are you guys really doing? Because if you're lying about it, obviously there's a reason you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very weird. I did a whole YouTube video about that though.
Yeah. That's probably because he felt like guilty. Like, he probably thought you thought that something was going on.
No, I keep finding, and this happened with this last guy, too, is boys, like, preemptively lie to me because they think that I'm going to get upset about the thing that they're lying about. Like, there was this one situation where this guy had this, like, I knew that he had, like, dated or hooked up with this girl or something, and I knew that, and I didn't care because it's, like, a girl in your past, like, I don't care. But then he, like, lied to me and said that he didn't when I already knew that they did. So I was like, well, don't lie about it. Like, I don't care. And he's like, no, I didn't. And I was like, yes, you did. And
so then now, like, all of a sudden it's like having red flags in your head about other stuff.
I was like, well, why are you lying? And then he was just like, well, I just didn't want you to have to worry about it. So I just like, I didn't want it to upset you. And it's like, well, now I'm upset because you lied. And now I'm like, why did you lie? Boys are so dumb.
Oh, so dumb. Like, I literally have to question things.
It's just so like, dumb. I guess the moral of the story is don't lie, boys or girls. And
no one lie.
Yeah.
But boys do lie more.
Side note. But thank you so much, Gabby, for coming on.
This was awesome.
And doing our podcast and just hanging out.
Of course.
I love it.
I'll come sit in your bean bag and talk about our exes anytime.
Yes, come over, drink some wine. It'll be great.
We'll just be naked next time because I don't do pajamas.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching too. You can find all of Gabby's links in the description below, and make sure you download our podcast on Spotify,
iTunes.
Yes, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel, thumbs up, and love us.
Yes, and send in your diary entries to diary@ohhoneydiary.com. We can't wait to read them and hopefully help you out a little. I don't know. All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye guys. Oh, honey.